world, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. Natalie's here.
Hello.
And Miss Lindsay's here.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
All right, everyone says none of my guests ever talk loud enough when we're in my house. So you have to be very loud and aggressive.
And sit very
you should
close
see
to
how,
you.
I was going to say, you should so see how tight great. We are right
yes,
now.
Very, very close. We have a fancy stand.
Which not is styrofoam.
Styrofoam, not fancy stand. We were just talking about Kara, our time masseuse. Let's start the show off being very relatable. We were talking about Kara, and then we're going to talk about, because I want to hear about your trip alone with the kids.
Yeah.
To Hawaii, because we're obviously all doing alone trips this summer, and I want to yes. talk about that.
Before we get into things here, I've got this amazing hookup for luxury shoes through Tamara Mellon. They're a brand new company from the co-founder of Jimmy Choo and the next generation of luxury footwear that's redefining luxury and breaking rules. Whether you're in the market for boots, strappy pumps, like my pair of patent leather rendezvous that I love, comfy wedge heels, Tamara Mellon shoes are handcrafted in Italy in the same factories as the other luxury designers you love without the crazy markups. It's honest prices, no retailer. Tamara Mellon delivers direct to women. There's complimentary shoe care for each purchase. Everything is guaranteed with repairs for up to 2 years. And if you need anything, they have a team of liaisons that know the shoes you can chat with on your phone. It's free shipping and returns, and there's no limit to when you can return. So find your perfect shoe. I love my shoes. They're cute. They fit great. I love the price. Hey, these are high quality shoes, and they want to make it available to you without breaking the bank. So they're offering 0% financing through Affirm because they believe that luxury shouldn't be expensive. Take their fit quiz today. It's super simple to use and makes it easy to find your perfect size based on the other brands you wear. And for my listeners only, shop TamaraMellon.com and use my code Heather for $100 off your first pair through the end of September. My promo code Heather is valid only through September 30th. That's TamaraMellon.com and use promo code Heather for $100 off your first pair through the end of September. So we have this masseuse named Kara, and I think, didn't we get her off Yelp or something?
Yeah, she has a studio in Corona Del Mar.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
All right, we'll have
this was years ago. I went to it once.
Really?
Yeah. She was the best. But we were laughing so loud that I literally disturbed everyone in the room.
Why are you laughing?
Because we were just, her and I were just laughing, having like a great old time.
That's my biggest nightmare, that someone's talking to me during my massage. You?
Yes. But I love her, so I like to talk to her at the beginning.
But, you know, I was
at
trying
the beginning.
To, I was trying like, to schmooze okay, so her to come and do yes. at-home massages oh. for you. This is right before she came to you.
That is hilarious. I just
and then
you
she was like,
her.
okay, yes, I'll come. And then she made it work, and now you guys are
I love
best
her.
Of buds.
Yeah. Oh, she's so sweet.
She's the sweetest. She's mm-hmm. the sweetest, and she's so good. I won't even get hotel massages anymore.
I was just thinking, I don't usually, but I just took Max to LA and we stayed at SLS and we got massages and it was very, very good. And as it turns out, Kim Kardashian posted yesterday, she just had a facial there.
Huh. Interesting that she would have a facial there, right?
No, they have this, remember, like a special spa thing.
I feel like with her, she probably has like some sort of insurance on her face and her butt.
You think?
I mean, that's her moneymaker.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let anyone touch it.
Well, she looks great. I mean, maybe I need to start. I always, you know, brag about how I don't get facials. maybe I need to start.
Maybe we need to start SLS.
Hello.
Bring. Yeah.
Anyway, so I did have a good massage. But what's nice about Kara, so it's a Thai massage, so she stretches you. Mm-hmm. But she knows that all the time I don't want to be stretched.
Really?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I like 85% of the whole thing just on my back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like working on my back.
Right. But I think that's her natural thing. It's kind of like 65, 70% back anyways.
Are most massages like that?
I mean, but then they'll do like your legs, your arms,
I hate
your
that.
Scalp.
Once I turn over, I'm like, yeah.
We're almost there.
But then you're like half asleep, right? And then you have to turn around and then you're like awake again. I hate that part.
Yeah, I usually have a little bit of a substance before.
Oh, you do?
Before I start the massage.
Oh.
Just to relax me because, you know, I'm in my head a lot.
Yes. Right.
And I don't want to lay there doing lists for 30 minutes and then
that's
I miss
all I do.
The first. No, you
that's
need a substance.
Smart.
That's what I do. The very last time I did it, I knew I had so many lists that I kept my phone by me and I actually made the list because it's so stressing to think of all the things that I made make these beautiful lists and I only remember a fourth of it when I come out of it. So I think you're defeating the purpose. You're right,
I totally. Think that you need to make that time just that. I put my phone away.
I need to drink first.
You need a substance. Yes.
You need a little champagne so that way you just, because otherwise it's just
time for
I prefer white wine.
Really? Terry and Natalie always know this about me, but when I'm in the mood for like a mellow buzz, like it's a glass of white wine.
Like what? Not even red wine.
Well, I like the French white burgundies now, but I'll do a Chardonnay in a pinch. They're both Chardonnay grapes. I know. But I got a lot of messages about that. You know, it's still same. Chardonnay grape. It's a more mellow Rancho Relaxo kind of buzz. Like I wouldn't drink a glass of white wine and party.
Right.
I wouldn't drink a glass of white wine and, you know, by the pool. I would be tired.
And you guys get massages at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I mean, is it noisy in the house? Are you able to, like, ignore the noise?
Where do you do it? In your bedroom?
I do it in the bedroom, and then she'll come at 7:30, so I just put the kids to bed early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I'll usually do it on a night when I know Craig has, like, a work dinner or something, so there's not, you know, extra chaos.
Okay, so you're...
Yeah, just put everyone to bed
yeah.
and then lock myself in my room, pretend I'm alone.
Making your list.
Yes.
I do it in my bedroom also.
You do.
Except for the table, I bought everything myself.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want other people's sheets and I don't want someone else's warming pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she brings the table up, but everything else is yours.
Is here. Yeah.
That's smart. I like
that. And it's cheap anyways. Might as well have your own set.
I mean, it's a pair of sheets. It's right. one pad. I'm surprised you didn't think of that.
No.
Well, there you go.
Add to my to-do list.
But she's so good though.
Yeah, she's
the
good.
Stretching is so, it's just, it's incredible.
I don't get stretched that much.
Maybe you need to.
Yeah, probably. Oh, I'm going to go to the stretch lab. There's so many things on my fitness schedule that I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I walked out of Orange Theory today after 11 minutes.
Why?
I think I was just agitated and I'm very hormonal and I wasn't in the mood to be there. And I've never done that before.
Really? You are
Terry
just
has.
Out.
That quickly?
Oh, Terry's gone in, and if he's like exhausted, he'll get on the treadmill, and after like,
he's like
I've
nope.
seen him after 2 minutes, go,
yeah, no. That's great.
And leave.
At least I tried.
At least I tried. But you know what? I think sometimes that's a good thing to do. You got to know your body. You got to know your mind. Usually, I mean, no one ever leaves the workout going, I wish I hadn't done that. But I was just really mentally not
But people
there.
Can get hurt that way.
That's true, too.
You know?
Right.
So listen to your body. Do you miss ballet?
Do I miss ballet? A little bit.
Yeah?
But it screwed up my back so bad that I'm like, all right.
Not worth
it. But there's a few other things I'd like to try. So I definitely want to go to Stretch Lab because I need to stretch.
Yeah.
And, do you know what that is?
I've heard of it.
It's new.
Yeah.
And
so it's just stretching. It's stretching class?
No, someone stretches. They might have like a group thing, but it's like a personal stretcher.
Oh.
Male, stretcher. Female?
I don't know. And then Bahar has been doing this class that kind of looks, I think it's a Versa Climber.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 30-minute class. Yeah. I'd like to try that too.
Yeah.
Are you still working out at home at like 5 a.m.?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I wish I could do that.
My gosh.
And then I want to try spinning again.
Really?
I don't know. Danielle and Victoria both spin and they were like, you should go to grip.
By the way, that's not good for your back and your sciatica.
That's what I said.
No, don't do that.
And
right off the list.
Do you really like a bumpy seat?
No.
No.
I mean, I do like the whole club vibe. That's kind of fun.
That's why.
Maybe you can run in place.
Would you mind if I just jog in place over here?
Don't mind me.
Yeah. Do you have an alternative to the bicycle here?
All right,
Soul Cycle. Yeah, that's funny.
There's the one Heather elliptical trainer in the corner.
That's so
stretch
funny.
Stretch Lab. So you just have a stranger stretch you.
Well, I haven't done it yet, but yes, that's a theory.
Huh.
Kara was a stranger once, too.
She's not anymore, though. I don't think I could have anyone else stretch me like in broad daylight. I don't know.
So let's talk about the summer. I feel like my summer has been a huge win and a huge fail all at the same time.
Where's the fail?
Is that weird? I feel like I have totally failed Coco.
In what sense?
So?
Because the win with Coco was that the sleepaway camp was great. She had a terrific time. And I loved our alone trip together. And basically, she's not done much else. She's had a couple of great days with you guys and your family. She went to day camp for 2 days. And then basically she has spent a lot of screen time, a lot of in her bed chilling time,
right.
a lot of lazy bones Jones, like really doing nothing. And
I think that half the time she really enjoys it and half the time she's bored, and but I can't get her to engage, or and I feel responsible because I've been with the other three kids doing those trips or working and working on projects or whatever. It's just been a little bit, I guess it's just her. That's the fail part. Because the other kids all did really well and have had stuff to do all summer and hung out with friends and did all that. Coco really did not have a good balance, and I think it's partially my fault and partially because she's so like in between.
Yeah.
Eight, almost that nine age. Is a weird age, and she's switching schools. And, you know, besides Stella, she doesn't – and the one girl that she – other girl she was friends with that was in the day camp that Coco decided she didn't want to go to after 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have a lot of
But the good thing
like
is
that.
We're still in the first week of August, you know? So you still have all...
They start school in 2 weeks.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Coco does? I thought she started after Labor Day.
You guys start after Labor Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought she still started on the same schedule.
No, it starts early.
But she still has 2 full weeks.
I know, and my cousin's coming today with his kids, and we have a fantastic weekend planned. Right. I mean, it's going to be great, and she's going to be doing a lot, and I've made sure I've gotten everything done so I could just... you know, focus on
what's
her
happening.
And my niece and nephew and what's happening and whatnot. But, and yes, the rest of this time will be fine. I'm just saying in general, when I look at it,
it
just feels like she didn't really have the summer that she should have had.
Hmm.
It happens.
Yeah.
I had many boring summers. Right. It turned out okay.
Right.
They don't need to be occupied every second of the day.
Right.
But I like her to be more physical and do things. And I think she... aside from Taekwondo, which she's, you know, been waffling about and not wanting to go and this and that, she hasn't really found her thing yet.
Right. The next thing.
Yeah. Like, she likes everything but doesn't love anything yet. Right? I had taken her to the Silks class.
Right.
And she liked that, but she was like, not obsessed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She hasn't really found the sport she's obsessed with yet. So I'm sort of hoping at school this year, as they go through the different sports and everything, maybe there'll be something she gloms onto.
Right. Yeah. Agreed.
You're right. It is like an in-between, right? Because you're too old to do kind of like the littler kid camps and the art camps and things like that. But then you're not quite old enough to do like the real sport camps. It's kind of like a transition. But I wonder if you asked her how she feels. Like, how does she feel like her summer? Because like if I told my kids they could have, a couple hours a day on roadblocks, that would be their dream thing.
Yeah, I think that she's not unhappy.
Right.
Yes.
I wouldn't say she's moping around like I'm unhappy. I just, it's my own personal thing. And we always talk about this, but with an age spread, when the other kids were younger, this never would have happened.
Right.
They'd be in all those little classes. I would take them for the 3-hour class to here, pick them up, give them lunch. I mean, exactly what you do with your kids.
Right.
But now it just doesn't work out
that way.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And, you know, obviously trying to service everyone and driving this one here and taking that one there. And sometimes the summers are busier than the school years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It really but she is very independent.
Yeah.
She is very independent. Yeah. Yes.
So I think she enjoys that little alone time and doing her thing. So
yeah, but meanwhile, back in my bed every night.
Yeah, that you got to
fix. I just don't know
she
what
is?
To do. Oh, yeah, every night. Cat or me?
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what to do anymore. I need a sleep specialist. Someone send me a sleep specialist. Yeah. Emergently.
Yeah.
But she loves Roblox. Why don't you buy her Roblox? Like, Presley wasn't listening during her tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, cool. You have no... So she gets like a little bit of Roblox every time. And if she doesn't, she doesn't. Would that be enough of a...
Oh, well, we did the bribing thing and that lasts. And then when the bribe is over, she's done. And so I had said to her, she'd asked for something. I can't remember. I go, well, are we going to start sleeping in our own bed again? She goes, yeah, for sure. And she goes, but when it's done, and I'm like, no.
That's not how it works.
She's not understanding this. Yes. And I don't know. Maybe I just keep like changing the bribe until she's sleeping in there all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sticker charts don't work. Bribing doesn't. Nothing works. She does not want
the weighted blanket. I mean, you've tried it all.
By the way, that was the funniest thing ever.
A weighted blanket.
Oh yeah, I got her a weighted blanket because everyone was like, "Oh, you need the weighted blanket. She's going to be so happy." And I explained it to her, and we did this whole thing. And she went and she put the weighted blanket on, and everything. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, she threw my door, but it goes, "Does it work?"
Oh gosh,
nothing.
So funny.
All right, anyway, let's go back to trips because that was a little bit of a negative thing. On a positive note, Terry and I had an amazing trip to Europe. I had great alone trips with all of them. Mm-hmm. And by the way, again, thank you guys so much for your messages about it, especially my trip with Max, because I know it resonated with so many, not just moms, but I've been getting a lot of messages from the daughters who are teenagers too in their 20s saying, been through this, get this, and sort of appreciated the other side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all really, those trips were really, really good. And now Terry's realizing that he needs more downtime, which is great.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to New York for the Open, but his birthday's the next weekend. And he's like, we're going away. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you sure? Because I know sometimes in the moment, then he goes, why are we going there? Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, we're going to go away for his birthday the next weekend too.
Both weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so fun. Can I come?
Yes. Like, why yes, you can.
I'd love to. So you're going to New York first.
Yeah, we're going to New York for the Open. Christina Lyon's going to be there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she texted me about something else. And then I was like, are you going to be in New York for the Open? And she was like, yeah, we're going to go to the men's finals. I was like, okay, like, great. We're going to be there. She's like, let's have drinks. I'm like, yes.
How fun. That'll be good.
So Lindsay sent me a thing for the Clicquot Polo Classic.
I know. That's what, October 5th, right?
Mm-hmm. That weekend. It's literally. Is it exactly Kat's real birthday?
Yep. I know. I guess Nacho's going to be going to Lido on the 3rd, and they're doing like a whole private dinner wine taste, like a champagne tasting.
Are we invited to that?
I don't know. It's they're doing their chef's counter. You know what they do every Thursday, but they're doing it just for him and his crew, and they're doing like a champagne pairing.
How fat? Cool. Oh, so it's not Clicquot that's doing it. It's just Nacho.
Well. It's the – well, Clicquot is sort of behind it. Like, all their PR is basically
Why
putting it
Clicquot
together.
Why doesn't Clicquot do a pop-up shop at Lido?
I think they're doing something like that. They have a lot of events going on before –
they have the Vouv cart.
They have the – yeah, they're doing, like, a bunch of stuff beforehand just to sort of, like, ramp up for the event on the 5th.
I wonder if we should call our friend at Maison de Caviar, whose wife works at Clicquot, and get us some something Clicquot. Something.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You don't even know.
And by the way, and so he's in the other room. Mind you, this is like not even a week after I give birth. And he's like, yeah, and let's do this and this. I go, you're having a baby like from the other room. Tell him you're busy. And he's like, they asked him about like, I think something like the day after. And he's like, yeah, I think I'm busy that day. I go, why can't you just tell him I'm having a child? Like, why is it like, like I'm just busy? Sounds like you have like plans.
No,
like,
you know why? Because business people don't want to hear this. Don't you remember we talked about this one
time?
Or
is it a man thing?
No, because I felt the same way. All right, you tell me how you feel. We were doing business with someone and we were on the phone and she was telling us there was something that was very time sensitive.
Right.
That we were working on and this gal was working from the other side of the country. So there was a time difference.
Right.
And we were saying this needed to get done. And she was telling us that her child had been sick all night, was up with a fever, not sure she can get it done today because of that. And, okay, I know this is going to be a polarizing comment and this is going to split the audience, so I'm curious to see what everyone thinks, but I was irritated.
Right.
But that to me is so different versus saying we – and it's so funny. He's like, well – he said something about like scheduling the C-section. And I said – this is why I scheduled it, because you are here and there and like everywhere. I just needed you there for this one specific day. So we sort of like went back and forth about it.
Right.
Because I was like, well, this is why I actually scheduled it, because I just need you to be there. Had we gone natural, then who knows if you would have been out of town or busy whatever.
Right.
Although some guys
but I don't know
make it a point not to go out of town during like
But
that this, chunk
but
of
not
that
Riley.
Chunk window,
that's why he's like, I can just pop over to Lido. I'm like, oh my gosh. But see the difference, I was telling him, like, you know, Terry, for him, when he doesn't work, he doesn't make money, right? Every time we talk, I go, so if that were you, I would say, go to work. That's fine. But I mean, he doesn't have to be at all these events.
Right. But I don't know. I'm curious to see how you feel. And then I want to get back to my statement because I want to hear what your take on this. But just back to the baby thing for one second. And I've already told you this, but Terry worked. Like he was obviously there the day the babies were born.
Yeah.
And that night, you know, the whole first 24 hours.
Right.
And then the next day he got up, went to work.
Right.
And then came after work and we had dinner and hung out. And I can't remember if he spent the night or not. But the point was like, I don't know. I would have been irritated to have him there all day long. First of all, just so you understand, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
Especially with a C-section and you're recovering
yeah.
and you're on pain pills and you want to sleep.
Right.
And so I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not saying he has to be there day and night.
I'm just saying maybe break's okay.
Break's okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, send I told him that. Yeah.
Send him out. Let him go work.
Yeah.
And he needs to not be insane because they get insane. Imagine sitting in a hospital room all day long when you're not sick.
Right.
You haven't just delivered.
Oh, I mean, it's a lot. I know. When even my sister wasn't there, I was like, I got to go.
Yeah.
Every hour feels like a long time.
Oh, my God. It's a long time. And so you got to send him off, let him go to work, and bring you back something delicious.
Yes.
That should be his job. Badly. And then you have someone new in the afternoon.
Yes.
It's
good. Yeah.
And your mom, you know, your family can
come
help you shower
off. And
he
doesn't have to see me so hideous.
Yeah.
And it gives you, take a shower.
Personal things, of course, the private thing kind of goes out the window a little bit. But still, when you're like slumped in the shower, you want a girl, you know, your sister, whatever, scrubbing your back, not him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
by the way, no one scrubbed my back. Someone scrubbed your back?
No, because I would want to be independent, but I'd scrub friends' backs.
Oh, yes. That's so nice. I would scrub your back.
Oh, thank you. We won't need that. I'm good.
Yes.
I'm good.
Please, we're going to bring a glam squad in.
Oh, geez.
Don't do the pictures yet. Seriously.
Not ready.
Okay, but I want to go back to the statement because I know people are going to say stuff about this. And all right, so back to the thing.
Yeah.
So she said, my baby was up crying all night. But as a mother... Totally sympathetic.
Yes.
I understand 100%. And by the way, Natalie did not agree with me at the time when we had this conversation. That's why I'm curious to see if you changed your mind and how you feel about this.
Yeah.
I feel like we are not friends. I don't know you on that level. And even though, you know, there's you have personal conversations, meaning like, oh, I grew up in New York. You know, you're just nice to people when you're working with them, obviously. Sometimes you can
friendly.
Yes. But you're not friends. And we're talking about a project that I am paying you for.
Right.
And a lot of money.
Right.
And there's a time issue.
Yes.
And you need to get certain things done. And you have other projects you're working on. Clearly, we know we're not the only client.
Right.
Which is fine. But I don't want to hear that your baby was up all night and you're tired. And so you have to catch up on these other things. I mean, I'm sure there was... you know, a better way just to say, I'm on it.
Right.
If it doesn't get done, but it will be the first priority tomorrow morning.
Right.
There's just a more professional way to handle that. And I don't care if you're a guy or a girl. I don't want to hear someone's personal issues excuse for why something can't get done on a professional level.
Right.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree completely. And I think that people, especially with, you know, people posting breastfeeding photos and things like that, which I have no problem with, but I think it kind of blurs the lines of business, you know? And, you know, we're all very, you know, the three of us are serious business people. So it's just different. Even though we're mothers and we're nurturing, I think you're exactly right. It's just too much information, right? Listen, I'm working my hardest. Also, I think that if you're going to be a serious business person, you have to have enough infrastructure to where someone else, if your kid is sick, can like pick up some of the work so you can still make your deadlines. You know what I mean?
I agree. But with startup businesses,
right?
And mom and pop type businesses, girls that are on Etsy and that are, you know, making their way, I have complete empathy for the entire situation. And maybe they don't have that. Maybe they're not
ready for the
infrastructure.
Right.
And maybe their infrastructure is like calling their mom to come like watch the kids so they can get stuff done. I get that this stuff happens all the time.
Right.
And that's fine. But there has to be a more professional way to figure things out rather than, you know, telling your life story.
I agree with you. Or telling personal things.
I would never call someone and say, listen, I had my period and I
cramped. It's in the whole excuse file. Like it falls under all of those things. It's like, I don't want to know about that. Just get the job done.
And Terry always says every time they hire someone, in the first couple of weeks, 100% of the time, not 90, 100% of the time, a grandparent dies.
A grandparent dies?
Yes. 100%. Like, so we just hired so-and-so, so I'm sure her grandfather will die in the next
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Always.
I've never thought of that.
That's hilarious.
That makes sense.
So funny. We're going to take a quick break here, but I wanted to take time to thank today's sponsors who keep the podcast free. Check out the links to their deals in the show description, as well as the link to my Amazon influencers page that helps out the show while you shop. Do you know what you're having for dinner this week? Well, meal planning can be super hard and take up so much time you don't have. But with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, you get easy seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. And all you have to do
is cook and enjoy. Well, guess what? Some of you may be sitting there going, but Heather, you have a chef. Yeah, guess what? Chef does not work every night, and I do. So that means on the nights where I need to cook, what am I going to do? Because you know I'm not a good cook, but now I am. You know why? HelloFresh, because they make home-cooked meals simple. HelloFresh makes cooking delicious meals at home a reality. And it doesn't matter how comfortable you are in the kitchen. They give you step-by-step recipes, pre-measured ingredients. I hate wasting. You'll have everything you need to get a wow-worthy dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. So say goodbye to endless grocery store trips, takeout food, unhealthy options. HelloFresh has you covered. Plus, it's flexible. You can add extra meals to your weekly order, as well as yummy sides like garlic bread and Max's favorite cookie dough. You could easily change your delivery days, your food preferences, or even skip a week if you need to. And guess what? You're doing the Dubrow diet? Why not try the calorie smart options for some really tasty options that won't break your calorie count? And we're not talking about boring diet food. We're talking about crispy chickpea tabbouleh bowls with creamy feta dressing, or you can get a little adventurous like the fisherman chip chipina with pickled apple salad and garlic bread. Listen, if you want $80 off, and who does not? If you want $80 off your first month at HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/HeatherDubrow80 and enter the code HeatherDubrow80. It's like getting 8 meals for free. Again, that's $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/HeatherDubrow80 and enter the code HeatherDubrow80 at checkout. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
The Hit Reels Channel podcast, Murder Made Me Famous, is back with all new episodes on Podcast One.
Ridgeway did not seem to have the kind of family that would produce a man with so much anger. It just didn't seem to fit.
Join crime reporter Steve Helling as he investigates the most infamous crimes imaginable.
This murder illustrates just how brazen Jack the Ripper was.
Download new episodes of Murder Made Me Famous every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is Heather Dubrow's world.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at all your cute accessories right now. Sometimes I'll buy things and I just give them to Max.
What do you mean?
Because they're cute. And then I go, she walks and she's like, oh, I like that. Because I'm thinking, oh, that's such a pretty heart. Yeah. That Lindsay's wearing.
She's bottle bar from Nordstrom.
I know. You're so good at bubble bar. You're good at like picking out
good
pieces.
And then
it's fun. And then if, you know, if it's a like short disposable. Period of time. Yeah, totally. It's
I good do that with Zara jewelry.
Mm. Oh, Zara jewelry is good. Zara and bubble bar are my favorite.
I don't even know what my favorite.
So you give them to Max, and then she's just stoked. She's like, thanks.
Well, I had bought this. Well, I bought a new Fendi scarf, and it's literally the most delicious scarf maybe I've ever owned. You know I love a scarf. Mm-hmm. This one's a little oversized. Remember you touched it?
Yes.
Wasn't
it so
soft?
Yummy. Yes.
Is it like a winter scarf, or could be like a sarong scarf?
It could be anything. It's like the perfect blend weight. It's a little large for a sarong, maybe. Mm. That's what Nellie was saying, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think?
Yeah, it was a little
But
long.
It would be good to wrap as a dress.
Mm.
You know, you can do that. Oh, it's so delicious. But anyway, while I was at Fendi that day, they had a Fendi scrunchie.
So cute.
And it came in a pack of two. And one is like the F's. Yeah. And the other one is just like pink and orange in a pattern. Like you would never even know it was Fendi.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Anyway, so but it has almost like, not a bow, but like the ends of a bow, kind of, you know, like this. And so Max was in my closet, and I was like, do you want to wear this? And she was like, oh, yes. And then I just gave her the other one, too. I'm like, all right, here you go. Because it looks so cute on her.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Except I've had to start now marking my jeans, because Max and Katarina and I all wear the same brand jeans.
So you have to mark yours. So mm-hmm. yours is the same size. Yours.
Mm-hmm. That's good for you.
They vary in size. Some of theirs are smaller and some of them are larger. You know, it depends on what kind of gene, but about the same size.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
What? And how do you mark them? I'm just curious.
I just put an H on the tag. Oh. It wasn't that
fancy. I thought for sure it was like a personalized, right? Like embroidery something that attached.
No, I took a Sharpie and I wrote an H on the tag.
So tricky. Yeah.
Well, you want to know something? So the kids have uniforms this year. And when Nikki used to have his uniform, I used to monogram his initials on the thing. But you know what? At the end of the year, every year, I felt really weird giving away his initials on, I don't know, they were too monogrammed or something.
Right.
So I'm not doing that.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Sharpie.
Fancy.
Okay, so let's go to the alone trip. So,
yes.
All right, so I did my alone trips, and you did an alone trip with the three kids to Hawaii, which mm-hmm. I've done with the four kids as well. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting experience. So I want to hear what happened, what you did well, what you would change, mm-hmm. and advice for people traveling with kids.
Why did you do it, first of all?
You know, I just felt like we get so, like, in the routine, like, and I just want to have fun with them. But, you know, I have help, but it's more like help. I have help with the house. I just don't really have help with the kids intentionally, right? Like,
right.
You know, we've learned all these years, like, I'd rather have someone help me go to the grocery store rather than someone play with my kids while I go to the grocery store. So I've kind of, you know, adjusted that so it works. But I still felt like it's just so many... plus we're going through this house construction, so it's just felt like, you know, I feel like their summer's been a little bit robbed because, like, they're stuck upstairs. Uh-huh. Like, we haven't used the pool that much just because, I mean, I'm very, very grateful and excited to have new changes in the house, but, like, living through construction for so long sucks.
It's hard.
And we're doing it, like, room by room, so it just feels never ending. So I was like, you know what? Craig was taking my uncle fishing, and then naturally it turned into like a full boys trip where he invites, you know, five of his friends and pays for everyone. So I'm like, okay, well, that means we've, you know, he's up the vacation game a little bit. And so I was like, I'm just gonna take him somewhere. And Craig's like, you can't just go to Palm Springs. I was like, no, like, that's not special.
And by the way, it's so hot.
It's so hot.
Yeah. Coming just from Arizona, I mean, the desert is like that too. It's over 100 degrees. And honestly, what do you do in Palm Springs besides the pool?
Right.
Yes.
It's too hot to go to the museum. I mean, to the zoo there. It's hot.
No. And they have some of those water parks, but we kind of have those here. And, you know, they have a couple of those, like, splash pad kind of hotels. But
you can't do that for a week. That's like a two-day event.
Totally. Totally. So I was just like, and, you know, Heather gives the best advice ever, because I was like, this is what I'm thinking. But Craig, and it was really good for him, because I felt like it really made him kind of appreciate me, because all these years, I mean, I really let him do what he wants. Like, one year when I was super, like, 8 months pregnant, he went on, like, a China, Japan trip with, like, a business friend, but a full-on friend trip. Like, I let him do whatever he wants. I want him to be happy, you know, within reason. And so, he was kind of, within reason. Come on,
read the fine print.
But he was like, you're going on a family trip without me. And I totally appreciated that. But it was interesting to hear him kind of have, like, you know, like a FOMO moment when I'm always the one. And we left a day before. And
I realized I like
he's never been like the person in the driveway waving goodbye. That's always like me and the kids. Or he'll go on a trip right after I give birth. He's even gone on like couples trips where a lot of couples went. And I'm like, you know, I don't want you to miss out. Just go. And, you know, like, I really let him, you know, have a lot of leeway. Yeah. So when he was pushing back, I texted Heather. I'm like, you got to help me. You know, he feels like he's missing out, but I feel like I deserve this. I want this special time with the kids. Like, you know, just in the same way, you know, we go to Great Wolf Lodge, or we're willing, like, I'm just going to go in it, right? It's water slides all day. There's, you know, no fluff. There's no wedges. There's not even a going out bag. I want to go to Grand Wailea. And so we just did it. And it was crazy to book it, even though he was, you know, giving me the, you know, half green light, which I wasn't really asking for, but I would like his blessing.
By the way, on a side note, Terry, when I took the four kids to Grandma Leia,
he
was like so happy. He was like, bye, in the driveway. Bye, guys.
And as a matter of
fact, then he texts you the next day, like, I miss you. Like,
I'm not sure he was in the driveway. Wait.
That's so funny. But he misses you quickly. I feel like he ends up like, what are you guys doing? Or how?
It depends on the trip. Right now, well, we'll get back to me in a minute. Yeah. I want to hear the rest of this. But remind me to get back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we took Hawaiian. And so I booked it literally like 3 weeks out. So there was no first class, but I was actually okay with that because on Hawaiian, they have those cool four middle seats, which in a way is almost easier to do all the kids if we're all just like right in the middle.
Right.
So the flight, I mean, 5+ hours, plus it always, you know, you're in the airplane for 6 hours, basically, like, you know, getting on early and stuff. So Parker didn't sleep on the way there, but he slept a little bit on the way back, which helps. So it's a long time to keep him contained.
Yep.
But I did like the cool things that you've taught me so many other things over the years where I packed like a bag of snacks and then like a little bag of toys. So I would have like two different entry points. Like here's yours when you sit, and then halfway through everyone's getting antsy. Here's another little bag of things to do, just like paper bags. And then here's your second round of snacks. That way we're not relying on the airplane food and we're not relying on, you know, just doing iPads for 6 hours kind of thing. So the flight really wasn't that
bad. By the
way,
I don't mind iPads for 6 hours.
I don't either, but I think that they get over it after a certain period of time.
What's not it ages and stages. It just depends. It depends how old they are and what they're into. It's funny because mine went from that to then being totally locked in the whole time to then only wanting to play games. And now, like Nikki on a plane, he'll listen to music for a lot of the flight. Or watch something for a little bit and then listen to music.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Parker's age that's hard.
Yeah.
To keep them like you know, entertained.
The girls are pretty easy.
Yeah.
To keep for him to watch for that long, it's like
he gets antsy. He's gonna want to run around.
Yeah.
Did he run around?
No. He's good.
Oh really?
He's really good. Yep. I just did like, you know, just rounded out the snacks and different phones, and he would sit with the girls, and so it really wasn't that hard. I mean, there was a little bit of course naturally moments where, because I had two luggages, but one of the best things I did is I shipped a box, which I almost always do. So I shipped a box, swim diapers, wipes, like all the healthy snacks, a box of cereal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So it's just like ready and waiting in the hotel room. Mm-hmm. So that helps with a lot, so we could travel lighter, but still, no matter what, the stroller and two suitcases and a backpack, still, you know,
Did you not arrange someone to meet you off the airplane?
Yeah, right away. Right. Yep. Had the driver, but made sure he was right at the gate.
Okay.
So it was never hard. It was funny how so many people messaged me and said, I could never do this. It's even just the flying, but it's so funny if you just change your mindset. Like, I'm just like, there's nothing I can't do. Like,
right.
What am I going to do?
It's easy. And, you know, especially at your kid's age, I would have, you know, Nikki pushing one thing, Max. And they they like helping.
Yes, and it makes them more independent. You want them to help. Don't just see you struggle. I'm like, yes, Stella, you want to do the stroller or you want to do a suitcase?
Yeah. I remember flying home from somewhere, but it was international. Why did I have them alone? And it might have just been the three of them, but I had to have because Coco was, I was wearing Coco.
Yeah.
And I had the three kids pushing the cart with the luggage up. You know what, LAX?
Yeah.
When you come in, there's that huge ramp. I'm like, you gotta push it.
That's so funny.
Maybe Mexico? I don't remember. Somewhere.
But it's good for them to, you know.
It's fun. And I think that I don't know about your kids, but I felt like when I'm alone with them all, especially when they were younger, they got it.
Yes.
They understood that we gotta stay together. We gotta help mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was literally like just the best, you know, because things that Craig would never do, which no guy would want to do, I wouldn't expect him to. But like, I'd wake everyone up at 6 and be like, we're going to go find the best acai bowls on the beach. Let's go. I mean, any guy would be like, I'm on vacation. That's completely insane. And Stella did too, by the way, because she's just like Craig. She's like, why are we getting up?
My kids would be like, why are you waking up?
You're the worst.
Worst trip ever.
This is awful. But we did exactly what, and you gave me the best piece of advice because two pieces. You said, don't rent a car. They're in the car all the time. There's no reason to leave. And I'm so glad I talked to you about it because I probably would have and tried to, let's go to this restaurant or whatever. But just stayed right on campus.
Because there's so many places to go.
There's plenty of things to do. The Grand Wailea is so great for kids with the 7 water slides. So good. And then the other thing you told me is don't overschedule. Let them choose. And that's the framework that I had going into this. But until she put it that way, I was like, you're right. Like, what do they really get to choose? We're always telling them and they're on time.
You got to do here. You have to go there. They never get a choice.
Right.
And
right.
I feel like they really grew up a lot. And I had a lot of time with each one of them and to kind of figure out their different individual personalities. And I just loved taking off the table. Cooking meals, cleaning up, laundry, all this stuff that even if we're at home and we have that alone time, it's just so different. I can figure out like, okay, that's what's triggering her when she loses her temper. Or that's what, you know, all those things about the kids with normal life and the schedules and the appointments and stuff that you just, that I just wasn't getting, or the different things about the kids that I just understand better after having a full week. And they love being able to pick. I'm like, all right, at the kids club, they're cracking coconuts now, or we could go, you know, to the beach thing. And they just love being able to have choices. And
did they agree?
Most of the time, they pretty, you know, they really were just like easygoing and just so excited to be there and so happy to be there.
Aren't you like exhausted after the slides all day? I was watching your videos and I was like, oh my God, I've done that so many times. It's just like, it's again.
And you're up and out of the stairs, and I consider myself in good athletic shape, but I mean,
it's different muscles.
It's different muscles, and you're in and out, and you're carrying, and you're carrying everyone so they don't slip.
Or drown.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Totally. You're lifting everybody up, and you're going down, and you're getting hit with water. I mean, it was like the opposite of, you know, the opposite of glamorous, like complete opposite. But they're having so much fun and they're laughing and you're laughing with them.
The only one thing I saw you do, which I thought was genius, but I wouldn't have done it, was, she's so funny. They went to the luau, left the luau to eat and go back for the show.
You would not eat luau food.
I've eaten luau food, but I think it was so smart what you did. But usually, I think usually when people pay for it, they just stay there because it's easier.
Right.
I just don't think, I think with my kids, if I took them out of the environment, they never would have gone back.
Yeah.
So,
and it would be too much shuffling. With like Craig would have been like, oh, come on, I'm gonna schlep, because I mean we had to hustle, you know, down and back. It would have been too much schlepping for most.
It would be too much for Terry too. And I think what we usually do when we go, we haven't been to a luau in a few years, but I think usually what we do is, we'll eat before or we'll eat after.
Right.
And the kids will eat there because they have kid food there and bread and,
but
you know,
just
junk.
So
and then,
long.
Right, but they have all that stuff. They take pictures.
Yep.
And then there's so much stuff to buy and look at. And they have all the shark's tooths and the things, whatever. And then the show starts and we drink.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I thought it was smart we did. If my kids would be up for that, I probably would have done that too, but they're not.
Yeah. It's a lot of, and that was the kind of thing, is I just wanted to do all the things that were, I don't know, do whatever you want. And it worked out awesome, because we went and had like a great meal and came back right before the show.
In sports, a trade can make or break your team. A good one can mean a championship, but a bad one can set your franchise back for years. It's no different when it comes to selling or trading in your car. You need to make good choices. And with TrueCar, you've got a star on your roster. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. And then answer a few questions. Got a sports package or a moonroof? Well, watch as they bump up your car's values in real time. High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can strategize your next move. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes. Then, just bring your car into a local certified dealer and they'll check your car with you together. After that, you can cash out or trade in for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
The one other thing that we did that was so cool, we were sitting at Spago, which is one of the places you're like, you could go to Spago and have some beautiful champagne up at the rooftop, is what we did. And then we ordered dessert and Stella's like, can we take it down and eat on the sand? And of course, instantly I'm like, ice cream on the sand. I don't even have towels. I'll have to like go, you know, like it's going to be a disaster. And I was like, sure,
let's do it.
So we took it down to the sand. We all ate. We're all covered in all the stuff. And then they started running in the ocean. And I swear they've never laughed harder. And I was just like, this is it. This is the moment. Like, they're just, you know, they're 7 and 8. And Stella, I kind of have the opposite situation as Heather was. I feel like, you know, Stella has to do younger kid things because of the average age, you know, whereas Coco kind of has to do older things. So it was just like their time for them to just be, you know, be independent and do what they wanted and just run and have fun together. And then they ran and completely like got so like soaked in the ocean.
It was so dirty.
And then we went back up and that was very, then we did showers all over, the whole room's covered in sand. Like, oh, but that it was just like, you know, the whole thing where like, I can't believe we were allowed to, you know, play in the ocean until it was dark.
It's
those moments
so,
are so cool.
Cute. I know.
Yeah.
So I loved that. And I love doing stuff like that too. Cause I find that, you know, my mom's knee jerk reaction was always no.
Uh-huh.
Like whenever me and my sister are like, can we? She's like, no.
And
like,
hard,
we haven't even said what we wanted to do.
Don't you feel like sometimes it's hard not to be like that? Because instantly you start thinking like, slime.
It's a hassle.
The carpet, whatever it is, you see 10 steps ahead that they don't. It's
of
hard.
Of course.
Not
so I've tried, especially lately, because I feel like I've been getting into a little bit of a no habit lately.
Yep.
And so I've been really trying lately just to take a breath and say, let me see if I can work that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then no.
And then not react so much.
No, I think I've been better about it. It mostly has to do with cooking in the kitchen because it's a lot of like, you know, if there's no one to clean up today and if I'm the one cleaning up, which is fine, you know, if it's on the heels of me driving everyone everywhere and doing, you know, sometimes you just don't feel like doing that.
One more thing.
And they kind of clean up, but they don't. And it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Ugh, what a hassle.
I know. But it's a good lesson. And try to say yes. And I think for people who are thinking, just to kind of wrap up the thought of it, like what you said is when I was asking you, do you think this is a bad idea? Everyone's telling me I'm crazy. I think that, you know, moms or dads, if they're considering taking their kids on a solo trip, I think to just get out of your own head that it's not possible, you know?
You can totally do it.
You can totally do
it. You can manage it. It's all doable.
Yeah.
Honestly, the biggest tip is just to be prepared.
Be prepared.
That's really smart to send things ahead. I never do that. I think I have a weird fear of it, like not getting there.
But I always make sure it arrives like a couple days before and then tracking. I call the hotel and tell them it will be there. And then it's in the room. And then you can pack so much lighter and it's all the consumable stuff.
That's really smart.
So you're not coming home with all this stuff. It just makes it so much more manageable.
I think that's smart. Usually what I do is I have the extra suitcase.
Yes.
And I put all the snacks and all like the water toys and the goggles and all that stuff. Because what tends to happen is you use all that stuff, you lose half of your water.
Yeah, it doesn't come back.
And then you're done with all the snacks, and I put all the laundry in there.
So smart. And
all the because you know how, like, when everything's dirty, it swells?
Yes.
Everything just on the way home, there just seems to be no room. That's usually what I do.
Yeah.
But I think sending is smart. And then whenever we're somewhere, this wasn't a shopping trip, but if we're somewhere and I'm shopping, I buy stuff, I always have it sent.
That's really smart.
I never take it.
I never think of that.
It's so easy to do. Like when I was shopping.
That doesn't scare you?
No. Because
even if it's expensive, you'd rather just ship it?
You ship it. Yeah. And by the way, at certain stores, then you don't pay tax.
Mm. Oh, that's cool. Smart. And then it gets there, and then it's not, you know, wrinkled with all your other stuff.
Yeah, and it's just fresh.
And then how was Craig during the whole thing? Was he like, hey, how are you guys? Or was he like, bye?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm having more fun than you.
Yeah. No, it was interesting. I think because we had gone there. No, he still had a chip on his shoulder. He's like, how's the family vacation that I wasn't invited? I mean, he kept giving a couple digs for sure. But I was careful to be like, we love you. We miss you. But we're also having a blast because, you know, it's interesting as women, you know, especially, you know, being in an interesting role to where I've worked really hard. And then now I still work really hard. But, you know, my work role is different because I want to be with the kids so much. And, you know, that my value is still the same, even though I used to contribute a huge amount and now I contribute lesser of amount in the scope of things. So it's interesting to still feel worthy of spending the money without them going. Cause that's kind of, you know.
Cause do you feel like without feeling bad?
Right. Without feeling bad, being like, I'm worth, you know, I'm, you know, still worth.
Do you guys have that conversation?
Well, I think he just thought like, oh, well, we could have gone together in a couple months.
Well, you could amortize his trip too. Though. Oh, come on.
Right.
He sure, by the way, I'm sure his trip was more expensive.
Oh, for
than
sure. Because you book Cabo last minute. That was the one thing. So because I was booking all the flights naturally. Yeah. So it was $1,200 a flight. And they were doing all these guys last minute because it's like 2 weeks or 3 weeks before.
Oh. And he paid for everybody.
Everybody. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. So then obviously I'm doing the flight. So I know I'm like, oh, listen.
And coach.
I flew coach with all the kids. Well, there wasn't first class available. Oh. We didn't mention that to him. It was sold out. But I'm like, listen, honey, I'm going coach with the kids. And I got the most basic room because I wanted to be ground level right by the slides.
Yeah.
I'm not doing oceanfront. I'm, you know. But it was good. But also, I probably would have, if I wouldn't have talked to you, I probably would have just done room service or whatever. But you were like, go out, have a great dinner. Because I normally wouldn't go to Spago with just me and the kids.
Why not?
Right. Why not? And that's what you always do. Why not? Enjoy and be outside and do the things you would normally
do. Well, because you asked me, you said, how do I do this where I'm taking, which I love that you asked this, where because you never take care of yourself. You put everyone else first. It's just, you know, part of what makes you you. And so you said, but how do I do this trip with the kids and still manage to enjoy it myself?
Right.
And that's when we were talking about not scheduling all that. Right. But I said, go out to dinner. And if you don't want to go out to dinner, because our husbands are both bougie and need the tablecloth, sit by the pool and give them dinner. Who cares? Whatever.
Right. Yes. Totally.
I don't think you did that, though.
Well, we did so much. Well, you can only eat by the pool so much. We did every lunch by the
pool. Yeah, so you were over it.
So then we were over it. But we still did, like, just walked right down to the restaurant and ate just easy. And not, like, on a full, like, our guys would never sit. Like, the kind of cool, like in the bar area, like the cocktail tables that were low. So the kids loved it. It was right over the water. So they loved it. But the guys would be like, we need a tablecloth.
We need to sit at a regular table. Right. Can't sit here.
But
your fiance is like that as well.
Oh, I know.
Piper's
going
to be sitting at the table with the table.
I know. Table. I cannot please
this. By the way,
man.
The nursery looks so cute.
Ugh, it's getting there.
Riley's post thought it was so cute.
Why are you posting it? It's not done yet.
I thought it was you. I sometimes he posts something like personal of you guys, and yeah. I think it's you, and I'm like, I responded. Then I'm like, oh, dear.
Was it wrong person?
No, he always writes me back, and I'm like, oh, I'm glad I said something.
I was just going to say, good thing you didn't talk shit.
I go, what's on the cork board?
Oh, it's all her little headbands
yeah,
and the bows.
Me, I couldn't
but
tell.
I want to get rid of that whole area.
Why?
I don't know. Still I don't like it.
Didn't work for you?
No.
It's cute.
I don't know. And honestly, I think when she comes, I'll figure out like what actually is functional and what I need. But I don't know. Who knows? It's too much.
It
I can't
looks
think
so
about
cute,
it.
Though. It's so
yeah.
cute. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream.
So I'm supposed to tell you, I keep doing this, but you know, I'm supposed to tell you a story about the Terry thing. For
oh,
I can't
yes.
remember. What were you supposed to remember?
Oh, I was asking you if he misses you guys once you guys are actually gone, because I feel like he does.
So I was going to say sometimes yes, sometimes no. And I had already told you yesterday that there was a whole thing where he thinks I'm like gallivanting. It's as if I'm in Europe with each child.
Oh, really?
Living my best
That's
life.
That's interesting.
And he's sort
it's
of...
work.
He, yes. And he's a bit resentful that he's working so hard. Yes.
Right.
And doing that. But, you know, I would say I'm really glad that we're going to take these two trips, mm-hmm. but he needs it and we need it together because mm-hmm. as connected as we were in Europe, we're out. Mm-hmm. We're completely disconnected now mm-hmm. because he's been working like
Overwork
crazy.
Is...
He's exhausted. I'm exhausted. And then I haven't been here for days at a time or we're off in Minnesota. Whatever it is, there's just been so much going on. All really good, positive, great stuff. But it pulls you apart. And my hormones really are not helping any. So we need to find some space to reconnect. Don't really know when that's happening till we go to maybe...
No.
Not until we leave for New York, but I hope before then. Because now my family's coming into town, and then the kids start school on Monday, and, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just go, go, go.
It's so crazy how just after a week of, you know, not having those nightly conversations, you know, just your normal routine to keep connected.
Right.
And you both have such extreme busy lives. So much happens in a day or a week. It's easy to feel disconnected fast.
Well, every meal with him lately starts with,
I'm exhausted.
What? He does this weird thing where we'll be sitting there and we'll talk and everything's fine. And he'll go, like right in the beginning of the meal, and he'll pick up a phone and go, well, let me see what time I'm starting tomorrow.
Oh, so it's like it's like every time.
I know, but I get it.
Right.
But at some point, he has to be proactive in making it change.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't make his schedule change. I can't be involved in his office and his shooting schedule and whatever and what he says yes to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he needs to actively help make that change. I can do part stuff.
Yeah.
Like I called his assistant. I'm like, this Saturday thing's got to stop. And, you know, those kinds of changes. And I could protect him when he's home.
Right.
But again, I really haven't been here very much. But the thing I don't like is that he takes it out on me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not. The problem.
I have nothing to do with it.
But is it like one of those things that like you complain about it, but it's not something that it's right. But he loves it. Like it's not enough to change.
Right. But then you can't come at some point.
I know. It's sort of like, should I get off the pot? Like you gotta pick one.
He's really resentful that he hasn't had time for cardio lately.
Mm.
And that it's just BS. Like, I just go to work and then I come home and then I got to turn
everyone
around
else's
and go
fault.
To something for the kids, or I got to turn around and go to this dinner, or I got to turn around. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well then let's do nothing.
Right, right.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah. And then you feel like you're blamed for it.
Well, I am.
Right.
And he takes it out on me as we all take. I do the same thing to him at times. It's normal. Kids take things out on their parents. Mm-hmm. We take things out on our significant others.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of over it. And it doesn't really lead to wanting to feel romantic.
Yeah, that's hard.
We're both tired. It's just, I'm telling you, it's been, we're a bit
nothing is bad, nothing is wrong. We're just a little out of sync, and we need to get back in sync. And by the way, we talk about it.
Yeah, that's good.
We both feel it. We both acknowledge it. We know it, and we want to be back in sync. The time just really hasn't come.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's crazy how the days fill up, especially when you have family in town.
Oh, yeah. And I love them. I'm so happy they're coming. It's just all a lot. And then, you know, the kids start school and we're doing all the last minute. Does everyone have their books? Are the uniforms fitting? Mm-hmm. Did we miss anything?
Right.
Did everyone do their summer assignments? What is left?
Right. Everyone have a backpack?
Yeah.
And all the things.
I did that.
You did.
Everyone has backpacks.
Oh, my gosh.
That one I know.
Yes.
Check the box.
Do the backpacks early. If you haven't done backpacks, do the backpacks early.
Oh, my gosh. Get the backpacks. Get the uniforms. Mm-hmm. Get the...
You guys are scaring me. I'm going to buy Piper a backpack now. Just to have.
Parker's had one since he was like 6 months old.
Do you ever put notes in the kids' lunches still, or have they outgrown that?
So I used to do it for a long time, and I went through a period of time, which Jenny Mollen does a really good job with her kids, you know.
The dictator
lunches.
Yeah. So good.
It's a little extreme for me, only because I'm jealous because I can't do it.
Yeah.
I wrote on her thing once. Because she always writes, mom's out there killing it.
Yeah.
And I said, I used to do this, but I peaked a long time ago. And then I wrote, mom's out there buying it.
Oh, that's so funny.
But I used to do notes every day.
Yeah.
And then I would cut their fruit and stuff into shapes.
Yeah.
And like, I did all that. And then there came the time when there was three of them and it was work, if then four. It was just too much.
Yeah.
And different schools, different schedules, different sports. It just became a lot to handle. But I kept doing the lunch mail. And then, I don't know, I think I just, I got busy and stopped doing it. And then only Kat and Coco asked me to do it again. So then I started doing it again for them.
Yeah.
And then did it for a while. Then got over it. And then Stella had her lunch mail. So Coco would come home and be like,
Yeah, I remember that.
Stella always has lunch mail. I'm like, okay, I'm on it.
Oh,
but then she'd get embarrassed that I was writing notes. And then finally I was like,
I was going to say, isn't it like a preference thing? I feel like I would have hated notes in my lunch pail from my parents.
You want to talk embarrassing? I had a paper bag and my mother would write a note on the outside.
You're like stuffing it in your jacket.
Yeah, stop. No more notes on the outside.
It was probably beautiful handwriting. Like,
you know what? I think in those days she's so good at everything.
Love you, dear.
It wasn't even a Sharpie, I'm sure, but it was
a pencil. Big pen.
No, but what you would do though is you had like Cookie Monday and like things like that they had something to look forward to. So I think you did your own thing.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of everything. Yeah. I'm incredibly impressed by people that can, you know, keep that going and do it. And I think it's amazing. I just couldn't. I just, you know, ages and stages,
as we always say.
And you get busy and then some things happen in your life that, you know, take you out of those moments.
Yes.
And whatever. You do the best you can. It's the same thing with the parties and the everything.
Uh-huh,
you just
totally.
You get to moments and with the age spread where these ones are over it, so you're over. I mean, like, even the Tooth Fairy at this point is like, it's a situation in our house.
Why?
Like what?
Well, I mean, you know, the twins have all their grown-up teeth, and Katarina gives me the look like, okay.
Just give me the money.
Kind of thing. And then Coco's on the questioning.
She has a one eye looking at you like,
She knows. She
does.
Knows everything. But I just always say the same thing. If you don't believe in magic, magical things don't happen to you.
Yeah, I love that.
It's the best.
Smart.
Well, it's true.
It's the best.
So that's all that. So I'm so glad you had such a great trip.
Yes.
I'm proud
Thanks
of you.
For all your advice. Really,
you didn't need my advice.
No, but you know when you kind of feel something, but then someone so close to you tells you, and I'm telling you, it reshaped my thinking and kind of stepping out of my box, and you called it a rite of passage, and I was like, you know what? That is so true, and to feel worthy as a, you know, it's
Forget about worthy. It's about, for me, I mean, it was about feeling empowered. Like,
yeah,
I could take my four kids on the plane.
You're right. That's a better
go
word.
Over there. Totally
empowered.
Like
why not?
I can handle anything.
Even when I was there, people would be like, wait, all of these are yours and you're here alone? I'm like, yeah, why? You know, it's so funny. It's just feeling empowered and, you know, there's nothing you can't handle.
Right.
And there's, except for the slides, which are exhausting. I mean, there's weirdly something easier about it when you're in one little room.
Yeah.
And the kids are little, so everyone's sleeping. So I'm sure, you know, Parker's in a pack and play or whatever.
Yeah.
Two girls are in their bed. You're in your bed or all three of you sleeping together in a big bed, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's just kind of fun. Although I didn't do that. I got, when we went to,
when we went there, I got those condo things at Ojale.
Oh, right across the way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you take the golf cart down. Yes. And what was really great about it is it had lots of bedrooms. Although I feel like everyone ended up sleeping in my bed. Now that I'm saying it out loud.
Kind of defeats the purpose of the condo.
At least two of them. But what was great about it was the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I always say when you have those little kids, if at all possible, although you sort of life hacked that, you had lots of great breakfast snacks and, you know, I've done that before too. Like all right. So if you can get a kitchen, awesome. But if not, like Horizon Milk makes those milk boxes that you don't have to refrigerate.
Yes.
Which is great. So if you wanted to just buy healthy cereal and put them in the send ahead box or in your extra suitcase, you put those milk boxes and they have chocolate milk too. Mm-hmm. And because I used to do like the Horizon chocolate milk and Rice Krispies. So they felt like they were eating Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah.
And all little things like that that you can bring.
Yeah. And it makes it easier. Mm-hmm. And then some days, you know, when you don't wake up hungry, you don't want to do a $150 breakfast every day.
Well, and waiting for it because you either have to have them take them out to the buffet or you have to order it the night before for them to deliver to you at a certain time. So you're not waiting for an hour. But guess what? They changed their minds.
Right.
And what they wanted from 8 o'clock the night before, they don't want in the morning, and then it's a fortune and whatever.
Right. Yeah, I think just thinking ahead, planning ahead, and, you know, just doing those little hacks that you know that work for you, that work for them. Packing water shoes. How many times have we bought water shoes places? Because why is the ground so hot everywhere? Like, how is there not flooring? But it was so hot. Like, if you did not, I mean, or you have flip-flops, but then you're chasing your flip-flops because you don't have one water slide and then your flip-flops are at the top of the water slide.
But they let you wear your water shoes at the slides?
Oh, yeah. Everyone had water shoes.
Not all slides let you wear water shoes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just remember, I thought I was with you. It wasn't in the desert at Rancho Las Palmas or something? Do you remember going there?
Maybe. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Definitely remember.
I feel like one of those places they wouldn't
let you wear. There it was so hot, you literally would burn the bottom of your feet.
It's a really bad design. I don't know why they did that at Grand Wildland because it's so hot. But they have like metal at the edges of the stairs when you're walking from slide to slide. It's like an inferno.
Yeah. Ouch. You have to. But you know what's funny is I love that place, but after I left, I really wanted to talk to like whatever the director of development and be like, listen, here's all the ways you could make it better. Because all those top slides, there's no snow cones, there's no popcorn, and the place is packed. Like all summer, spring break, I don't know.
Why not?
Well, I just need to get out. I need to get, because that place is like, it's one of the only places that has all the slides and everyone's there. They could make so much more money. Why is there not a bar at the top?
Right.
There's just so many different
things. What's at the top? What
nothing.
Do you mean?
There's zero. Nothing. It's all the slides, but that's where
they should do what Great Wolf Lodge does. So now Great Wolf Lodge, you know, they have those wristbands. So you can just charge everything with your wristbands.
You're
So the problem is, at a place like that, you don't have any money on you. And if, you know, who knows, like if it's your friend, they're not charging on your room. What room are they charging on? But if you had a wristband with a beep, beep thing, you could just go buy a snow cone.
The kids, right? Go for it right there.
And then they could have cameras everywhere so you could take pictures and just swipe your band.
Yes.
So you don't, because like I was thinking about you. I was watching you with the pictures with the kids and I'm thinking, what a hassle. Because of course you want pictures with the kids.
Yeah.
I probably didn't think of how to do that and didn't have anything waterproof, so I probably have one photo. But you're so good at that anyway. But, you know, as you're coming down the slides, then you have pictures and you don't have to hassle.
Yes. There's so many
ways. Are you hearing
us,
Grand Wildland?
In my next life, I'm going to be a director. I'm going to be a consultant for hotels, even like Pelican Hill. You know how we do like the holiday stuff? Like, why don't they have stuff all the time for kids?
I don't know.
And like, there's just so many, I don't know. And these places could make so much more money. You have people there, they're on vacation, they're happy, they want to spend money. In our next life, we're going to go around sprinkling fabulousness everywhere we go. And it could just be so much cooler. But you know what? One thing, because you've taught me a lot about photos, is you take one great photo when something starts and then you put it away. And even though it probably seemed like I had a lot of photos, but we were there a lot of days, I did the exact same thing.
I thought you did well.
Yeah. I did a thing because I want to remember. I did this way before social media. I want to remember the, you know, what everyone was doing, what were, you know, thing. And I'd do a self timer. I'd have someone take a picture and then I put it away.
Perfect.
And then it didn't interfere because the, you know, the kids don't respond well to that. Like the husband's like, oh.
Oh yeah. One photo. And even that.
Oh, Terry is hilarious with the photos. When we went to Master's Ketchup when they got back from Europe, I was like, we must take a photo. I forget why. I was like, we must take a photo. And I didn't even ask the guys. But then Terry was like, a photo. I was like, I didn't even ask him to be in it. And he was annoyed.
He was so irritated. And he walked. He like basically ditched us
he
and
walked
went into
in.
The table.
He was Stop. Like, I'm That's going when in.
He's like, I'm out of
I was like, but oh my God, I didn't think I was pushing it.
He was, but by the way, wasn't he really edgy that night?
Was he
Remember?
Edgy? Oh, he was edgy, yeah. He was overworked.
And he didn't see that he was edgy.
Oh.
At all. It was one of those moments. And it was funny.
And you can't tell someone that's edgy that they're edgy.
No. Then I told him later.
that'll like, push so them over the edge.
I go, you were edgy. And he's like, I was not. I go, ask Lindsay, you were edgy. I go, they saw it. Everyone saw that you were edgy. And he was like, no, the thing. And, you know, he tried to jujitsu his way out of it. But I'm telling you, he's very tired. He's very overworked. He's very edgy. So I'm kind of staying out of his way a little bit until I can get him untired and unedgy and less worked.
Hi, yay, yay.
And reconnect.
Yes. And all of that. Hard to do when I'm hormonal and exhausted and trying to get four kids ready for school. But I have the backpack, so all is well.
Yep.
It's okay to be a woman.
This has been incredibly fun. I love having you on the show. You're going to come back soon, I hope.
Yes.
I need to go take a shower because my cousin's coming into town any second and we're going to the fair tonight.
Oh, so fun. Isn't it like the last few days of the fair?
I think Sunday's the last day.
Yeah. I haven't been.
But at least you're going when it's not so hot.
That's why we're going later.
Yeah. Good.
Crazy. Yeah, I love the fair. Can't miss the fair.
Is Terry going?
I can miss it.
I don't know because, you know, he does all this medical legal work.
Right.
So he had last minute, they went to trial today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's usually, we're usually home, in LA today. But so he's at the courthouse now.
Wow.
But I said to him last night when he was being tired and edgy and overworked, I said, so we're going to the fair. And he was like, I have to go home and shower. And then I knew what was coming next. Mm. And so then I'm going to have to get right back in the car. And I go, if you don't want to come, don't come.
Yeah.
It's off the table.
It's totally fine. Like, it is the one time of year we go to the fair, but.
Oh, you did not say that.
I may have said that. But then afterwards, I was like, no, I'm not. I go, I'm totally seriously.
Right.
Don't come.
Yeah.
You don't have to come. I just have to figure out something to get him for dinner so he has food here because we're going to eat there.
Yeah.
Right.
Fair food. Do you let your kids eat food at the fair?
Halfway.
What? What are they allowed?
But like they all pick a treat. Like Sel always picks a funnel cake. Presley picked like the hugest ice cream cone with sprinkles on it that ends up dripping down her entire arms,
totally.
Feet, legs, everything.
So funny.
But like one major treat. But then they had pizza for dinner. So I guess, yeah.
No, I meant like you let them eat like a meal.
But I do feed them before so they're like full so they're not like starving.
Oh my God, that's so
funny. I like the corn.
Yeah, the corn's
corn
good.
Is so good.
Corn is good. But the food at the fair wasn't good last year.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why.
You know what I got that was great? A chicken and vegetable kebab. Like I just got.
We usually get that too.
I used to do it before.
Yeah, we used to do turkey legs, but lately we've been doing. Lately, last couple of years we've been doing the kebabs.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't know why. It was an off night.
No bueno.
No bueno. Mm. All right, I'm off to shower and go to the fair.
Have fun.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Thank you all for listening. And thanks again for our fabulous sponsors. Be sure to check out the show description for links to HelloFresh, Tamara Mellon, TrueCar, Pluto TV, and my Amazon influencer page. Don't forget, we are going live from the Dubrow Chateau on Tuesday, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. What is that math? 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central.
Do you have the number? You said you were going to give the number.
I don't have the number.
Do we even have?
Darn it. Oh, but you know what? I'm going to be posting that number for you. And so you can call in and give us your testimonials. Tell us what you love about Consult Beauty, Consult Health, Dubrow Keto Fusion Diet, or just call, say hi. That'd be okay too.
Love it.
Love it. So fun. All right. We'll see you live on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.